Chapter 22.
Under cover of darkness, the purloined Petunia sailed in toward the mystic mountain fortress of Salamandastron. Somewhat puzzled, but obedient to her captain's orders, Tyria manoeuvred the tiller, steering the vessel into the broad, curving bay. Twin beacons on the shoreline burned holes into the night, guiding her in. The Otter Maid could make out figures running to and fro on shore. She surmised that these must be the legendary fighting hares of the long patrol, the Badger Lord's pedalless warriors. Cuthbert had gone forward, concealing himself in the tiny lean-to between galley and prow. Tyria guessed he had his own purpose in doing this. She had long given up questioning her odd companion. Fast and primitive, the mighty mountain loomed above her as she hove in, blocking out the eastern sky. A hare waded into the sea. Standing waist-deep, he waved a torch as he hailed the Petunia.
Ahoy the ship! Identify yourself!
Cupping paws to her mouth, Tyria shouted the answer as Cuthbert had instructed her to.
The purloined Petunia, bound for the destruction of all vermin and the protection of good beasts!
She heard the hare chuckle as he replied.
Give us a jolly old head rope and we'll bring you in.
A line was already fixed to the bowsprit. Tyria ran forward. Separating the coils, she slung it in the hare's direction. He was joined by a score or so of his comrades, who set their weight on the rope and pulled the ship to shore. More hares came to assist, throwing down log rollers and hauling the vessel over the tide line until it was fully beached, high and dry. Looking over the side, the Otter Maid saw that she was surrounded by long patrol hares, all uniformed and fully armed. They parted, leaving an aisle, through which came striding the biggest badger Tyria had ever imagined. Torchlight shimmered off his armoured breastplate as his dark eyes gazed up at her. The huge beast's voice was a thunderous rumble.
"Permission to come aboard!"
Tyria was in a quandary. Her captain had not warned her of this. She was taken aback as a clipped military voice rapped out a reply to the badger.
"Permission granted, by all means, sir. But one much rather toodle ashore to bandy words with you, or what?"
Cuthbert emerged from hiding, completely transformed into a full-blown regimental major. Gone was the muscle-shell eye patch and the tawdry captain's rig. The odd hair had waxed his moustache into two fine points, and he was wearing a monocle. Around his waist was a broad black silk sash with a straight sabre thrust through it. A short pink mess jacket was draped elegantly about his shoulders, tasselled gold embroidered and bearing two rows of medals pinned to it. Cuthbert was carrying a silver-tipped swagger stick, which he waved in salute.